Since the dawn of time, mankind has embarked on an endless quest for knowledge. Now, the time has come for players to put their intellect to the test in the ultimate mental arena where only the most cerebral among us will emerge victorious. This is Literal Genius.
Yes, it is. Literal Genius is back to close out the month of February here in 2025. I'm your Quizmaster John Norton. If you guys just started listening to the show, I gotta tell you, we've had a pretty crazy month. These have been as closely contested competitions as you can possibly have as we're serving up that good, good pop culture trivia goodness. We're 1-1 tied up, and we're gonna break that tie starting right now. Let's reintroduce you guys to our contestants. On my left, his life of crime peaked when he smuggled Red Bull across the Canadian border. It is Nathan.
That was not the peak of my life of crime, but...
So how'd this go down? I'm picturing very much like a Gen Z Smokey and the Bandit type situation. Am I in any way accurate?
There were at least two cans of Red Bull in my pants. So that's I'll just leave it at that.
I've definitely said that sure, sentence a few times in my life. And on my right, his grandfather once did radio with the Beatles. He stuck doing a podcast with me. It's Avery.
Hello. Yeah. Grandfather interviewed people in the 60s and 70s. He was a radio host. None of that radio presence really rubbed off on me, but seems to get me through this just fine.
Well, you know what? I disagree, sir, because you came back in a big way last week. You tied it all up. Nathan got the first week. You got the second one. You had good strategy. You forced Nathan to tackle round four himself. Strategy paid off. He couldn't do it. And we're tied 1-1, so we're going to determine the outcome of this rivalry with our mystery topic this week, but we'll get to that in a second. First, we're going to start, as we always do, round one general knowledge trivia that in one way or another is tied into our theme this week. See if you guys can figure it out as we go through our round one categories. They are record-setting shows, silver screen sketches, and SNL alumni on film. So Nathan, you're back in the hot seat this week. You get first crack.
Let's do the sketches.
Silver screen sketches. I like it. Six questions here in round one. 1 point for correct answer, 1 point for steal. And Nathan, we're starting things off with you. Question number one. Mike Myers and Dana Carvey's public access TV show hit the big time in this 1992 film featuring the classic tagline, "You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurl."
Wayne's World.
Yeah, Avery knows a little bit about that hurling, if we remember from the last episode. No fingers, folks. Hashtag no fingers. Avery, over to you. Question number two. The first SNL cinematic offering. This 1980 musical comedy followed Jake and Elwood on a mission from God as they try to save the orphanage they were raised in.
The Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers is correct. Question number three. Nathan. Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin brought one of SNL's most famously bizarre sketches to the big screen. In this 1993 film, as members of a family of uniquely shaped aliens trying to blend in on planet Earth.
Coneheads.
Yeah, Coneheads, of course it is. Halfway through the category, perfect round so far, I like it. Avery, question number four. This future U.S. Senator starred as the titular character in the 1995 box office bomb Stuart Saves His Family. But we'll forgive the film's poor earnings because he's good enough, he's smart enough, and doggone it, people like him.
Oh, man. Out of time. No?
Have you decided? Are you playing a timer app on your side?
No, I thought I heard the music run out, but I don't think I have an answer. Let's say Schwarzenegger.
Not Arnold Schwarzenegger, and don't worry, his music loops until you tell it to stop. Nathan, do you know this one?
Clinton?
I'm sorry, no. SNL writer, occasional performer, and your senator, Al Franken. Al Franken, he was the motivational therapist, Stewart character. Okay. Didn't know that one. No problem. Score's still 2-1. And Nathan, going to you for question number five. Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan brought the Butabi brothers to the big screen in this 1998 comedy that heavily featured Hathaway's hit single, What is Love?
Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, come on, let's see some head banging. Let's see this. Uh-oh, broke the window again. All right, Nathan up 3-1. Avery, you can minimize his lead a little bit here. Question number 6. Encouraged by Jesus to compete in her Catholic school's talent show for the chance at a trip to Hollywood, this 1999 romantic comedy follows Molly Shannon as the quirky and ever-enduring Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Is it called Superstar?
It is called Superstar. That's another point for Avery. Very good. Ending off first part of round one here. Nathan up 3-2. And Avery, good news. You got control for our next choice here in the categories. We've got record-setting shows and SNL alumni on film.
Let's do record-setting shows.
Record-setting shows. I like it. All right. 6 more questions. And Avery, starting things off with you. Question number 1. The fourth season of the supernatural 1980s Netflix period piece holds the record for most streamed shows in a week with over 1.3 billion hours of viewing.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things is correct. All tied up. 3 points each. Nathan, over to you for question number 2. This AMC drama holds the Guinness World Record as the highest rated TV series of all time for achieving a 99 out of 100 on Metacritic.com.
Is that Mad Men?
It is not Mad Men. Avery, can you steal it?
Repeat the network.
AMC.
Oh, well then Breaking Bad.
It is Breaking Bad, yeah. I know it was one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
With Steele Avery going to the lead 4-3, and we're sticking with him for question number 3. Avery, this game show holds the record for the most watched TV show during the 1999 to 2000 television season. The first game show to hold an honor like this since the $64,000 question.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That is correct. Another point for Avery, going up 5-3. Nathan, not happy about it, but you can get a point here with question number 4. Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen is the title to the final episode of this comedy drama series that ended in 1983 and with 106 million viewers remains the most watched scripted episode in television history.
Is that MASH?
Yeah, that's a little more like it. Another point for Nathan. All right, up to question 4 here. Avery up 5-4. And we're going back to him for question number 5. Avery, airing for 72 years, this CBS soap opera that ran for over 15,000 episodes holds the record for being the longest-running continuous drama.
Ooh. Soap opera. Young and the Restless?
I'm sorry, no. Nathan, do you know it?
It's between 3, and none of them were The Young and the Restless, so Avery didn't help me out at all. let's just say Days of Our Lives.
I'm sorry, no. Guiding Light. Guiding Light started as a radio drama, then put it on TV. 72 years on television. Guiding Light. All right, score is still 5-4. And Nathan, you can tie it up here with question number 6. This NBC crime series, based on a radio drama of the same name, holds a place in history for being the first series ever adapted into a movie, which was released in 1954.
Perry Mason?
Perry Mason's incorrect. Avery.
Ooh, I was there with Perry Mason. Let me think. Matlock?
Not Matlock either. It's not the movie you probably think, because they did a couple of them, but it's actually Dragnet. The original Dragnet. They had a movie in 1954, not the one with Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd, but they actually did another one. First series ever adapted to a movie. How about that? All right, we closed out round one. Another solid showing for you guys. Avery up by 1 point this time. Flipping things from how it's been the past couple of round ones, so I like that. And we got Silver Screen Sketches, record-setting shows, SNL alumni on film. Not much of a mystery this week, but let's make it official. Here's the mystery topic of the week.
SNL
was the biggest show ever.
There was nothing like it.
Wild and crazy guy
in a band down by the river.
It's an American institution.
I still have nightmares about the stress of Saturday night.
It is built on competition.
Can you be your authentic self?
It's a real dream come true.
It was everything. I loved that show. I was on it.
Live from New York.
Live from New York.
Live from New York.
Live from New York!
Who would have thought a small group of not ready for primetime players would have made it this far? As Saturday Night Live reaches its 50th season. So to celebrate, so I'm going to dive into the archive of the king of all sketch comedy shows, because I got a fever, and the only prescription is more trivia. So it's round two, we got 10 questions all about the universe around Saturday Night Live. Questions get a little bit harder, you guys know how this goes. 2 points for a correct answer, 1 point for a steal. We've reacted your modifiers, your minus ones, your take twos, your plus threes. You guys know how we use them. And Nathan, we're going to start things off with you. Question number one. SNL is still helmed to this day by this mega producer, whose company Broadway Video also produces The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers.
That is Lorne Michaels.
That certainly is. 2 points for Nathan. Now he's in the lead, 6-5. Funny feeling I'm going to be going back and forth a lot with this. Question number two. Avery, over to you. Before starring in Mean Girls and 30 Rock, the Second City alumnus made history as the first female head writer in SNL's history.
Tina Fey.
The one and only. 2 points over to Avery. As we go back to Nathan for question number three. The Scotsman and former James Bond refused to appear on SNL after being parodied by Daryl Hammond in multiple Celebrity Jeopardy sketches.
That is Sean Connery.
He'll take the penis mightier for 600, please. 2 points over to Nathan. Question four, going to Avery. In what became one of its most famous political sketches, this vice presidential candidate was parodied by Tina Fey, containing the now classic line, "I can see Russia from my house."
Sarah Palin.
Indeed. 2 more points for Avery. Nice volley here between two gentlemen. Question number five, back to Nathan, one of the most prolific SNL cast members. Dana Carvey had many recurring characters, including U.S. presidents, Garth Elgar, and this character, with the catchphrase of, "Well, isn't that special?"
Church lady?
Yeah, he brought back to the show pretty recently, too, actually.
Yeah.
2 more points to Nathan, up now 10-9, halfway through round two, all modifiers still intact. I'm going to go back to Avery for question number six. Avery, this child star of E.T. and Far From Home was the youngest person ever to host SNL at the age of only 7 years old.
Is it Drew Barrymore?
It is Drew Barrymore. 2 points now for Avery. Taking the lead again. I haven't missed a question yet. Nathan, question number seven. This original SNL cast member made history, not only by being the first person ever to say live from New York at Saturday Night, but also to become the first cast member to leave the show after a little over 1 year.
Once again, it is Belushi, I believe.
This time I'm not going to agree with you. Avery, do you know this?
No, let's do his partner, Aykroyd.
Ah, guys, Chevy Chase. It's Chevy Chase. Oh. He's the one who said, "I had enough of this. I can go on to bigger things." And first one to say live from New York, Saturday night. All right, doesn't affect the score at all. Avery's still up by one. And Nathan, we're going to go... Avery, we're going to go to you. This one for question number eight. One of SNL's most famous sketches, simply known as More Cowbell, parodies VH1's Behind the Music of the Blue Oyster Cult. It features this Academy Award-winning actor from such films as The Deer Hunter and Catch Me If You Can, who was the show's host that week.
Oh man, why am I drawing a blank on his name? I'm doing the impression in my head, Christopher Walken.
Didn't need the modifiers. There we go. Alright, Avery pulling ahead now a little bit. 13 to Nathan's 10. So Nathan, gotta come back here a little bit. Question number 9, one of his most beloved characters. Chris Farley played this motivational speaker throughout his time on SNL who famously lived in a van down by the river.
Get rid of that one. I'm gonna use a minus one.
We're swapping that one out. Do you know that one, Avery?
No, I'm picturing the sketch in my head, though.
Character's name, Matt Foley. Matt Foley was our motivational speaker. No problem, we're getting rid of that one. We're going to swatch it out with this one. Nathan, what SNL cast member holds the record for the longest tenure on the show?
I'll go ahead and use my plus three, though.
Might as well. Your options are Kristen Wiig, Daryl Hammond, Kenan Thompson.
Kenan Thompson. I could have just gotten it.
All right, use the modifiers, though. You needed them. You got the points. It's all that matters. Score is 13 to 12. Avery's still up by one. And we're going to go over to you for question number 10, see if you can extend your lead going to the face-off. Avery, SNL boasts many famous alumni from both in front of and behind the camera, including this man who wrote for the show from 1987 to 1991, and would then go on to star in his own sketch comedy series, Mr. Show, alongside David Cross.
Let's do the three.
All right, we're going to give you some options here. We got Adam McKay, we've got Bob Odenkirk, and we've got Jim Downey.
Bob Odenkirk.
Two more points for Avery to close us out at round two. Very good job overall, guys. We end round two with Avery up 15 to Nathan's 12 as we move in to the face-off. Your category: the Saturday Night Live Five Timers Club. Players, in December of 1990, a special club was created celebrating those who had the honor of hosting SNL at least five times. Since then, this has been referenced on the show itself numerous times, often when members induct someone new into the club. So gentlemen, I'm looking for any member of the SNL Five Timers Club. A bit of a hint, this does include former cast members who have come back to host the show themselves, as long as they have done so at least five times. And if you're a current SNL viewer, they actually recently had a sketch about this because they inducted someone very new into this club recently, and you got to see a lot of alumni show up. There are over 25 names on this list. Nathan, we start with you.
Alec Baldwin.
Very good. Avery.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey is correct.
Steve Martin.
Absolutely.
Martin Short.
Their most recent inductee.
Really? That recent? Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler not in it, unfortunately. That ends the face-off with Avery in the lead, 17 to 14. You know, you got an interesting mix in this cast. It's a lot of people who you think would be on it. You'd think Sandler would be on it. You think a lot of former cast members. There aren't too many. You do have Will Ferrell, former cast member who's in it. And a few that we've named already, you know, we had Kristen Wiig also didn't come up. She just made it into the Five Timers Club. We got Tina Fey, of course. And then we got a whole bunch of, you know, current candidates and also a lot of people from the past who you just would never think to actually be in this club. We've got Ben Affleck in it. We've got Bill Murray, of course, is in it. We got Candace Bergen back in the day. She hosted five times. Candace Bergen, how about that? Chevy Chase did make it before he was, I think, permanently banned from the show. He's in it. Christopher Walken, famously, he's in it at least five times. We got Danny DeVito, got Drew Barrymore, who was referenced earlier. We got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's in it. We got Emma Stone, John Goodman, who's hosted a crazy amount of times. John Mulaney just made it into the Five Timers Club. Jonah Hill's in there. Justin Timberlake in the Five Timers Club, along with Melissa McCarthy, Paul Rudd, Scarlett Johansson, of course, Tom Hanks, who started the whole thing, and Woody Harrelson. Solid round, guys. Solid trivia. But Avery, you know what this means? You're in pole position right now, leading 17-14. We go back to the one category that wasn't chosen, which was SNL alumni on film. So we're going to take that category and upgrade it to genius level trivia. And now that means that you, sir, have a decision to make. We've been through different permutations of this. You know how it goes. You can take this category yourself. You only need 2 out of 3, correct, to solidify your win, not just this episode, but for this month. You're going to be the victor. You've stuck to Nathan, who's the one who challenged you here. It's going to feel so good. Or if you think this might not be for you, you can do what you did last time. Force Nathan to tackle all 3 out of 3. And might work out the same way, but Nathan knows his trivia. We know that for sure. So what are you going to do?
Well, my knowledge of SNL is spotty. But I think Nathan's is kind of too. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to toss it at him again.
Sending it over to Nathan. All right. SNL alumni on film, supercharged to genius level. Nathan, you know how this goes. We got 3 questions for the win for the month of February. Question number one. Nathan, after being featured in smaller roles in films such as Knocked Up and Forgetting Sarah Marshall, this alum finally got her breakout feature hit, starring in 2012 summer box office smash Bridesmaids.
Is that Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, that is Kristen Wiig. 1 down, 2 to go. Question number 2. Arguably the SNL alumnus with the most successful film career to date, Bill Murray has partnered with director Wes Anderson for several projects, including this 2012 film about a pair of young pen pals partially set at a New England scout camp.
That's Moonrise Kingdom.
Might be my favorite Wes Anderson film. I really like that one.
That's the first one of his that I saw, I believe.
All right, all comes down to this final question. An SNL alumni on film. This is going to decide who wins the month of February. Good luck to both of you. Nathan, considered by some to be a spiritual successor to Groundhog Day, Andy Samberg followed in Bill Murray's footsteps, starring in this 2020 science fiction romantic comedy, where he, along with Kristen Milioti and J.K. Simmons, are stuck in a time loop together.
I'm pretty sure it's called Palm Springs.
I'm pretty sure you just won the game. Palm Springs is correct. Congratulations, Nathan.
Oh, 3 final rounds in a row, Avery. Come on.
Yeah, I think I would have been around the same. I think I would have gotten those two, so I do regret it.
Risk is part of the game. You sit in that chair.
Yep.
That's what James T. Kirk once said. And most of his life lessons applied to this podcast, I found. All right, well, guys, this was a great month of trivia. Congratulations to both of you. You guys are both literal geniuses. I'm going to say it absolutely when it comes to SNL, when it comes to Assassin's Creed Shadows, and when it comes to Captain America. But Nathan, you have done it. You have won 2-1. This is a great victory. How are you feeling right now?
Exhausted. That was well fought. I knew Avery would be a good challenger. He couldn't pull it out. Couldn't beat me.
Well, trash talk still continues even after he won. What are you going to do, Avery? Well, here's what we can do. This was great. I'm happy to have you guys back on the show anytime you want. Maybe Avery can get his full revenge at that point. But nothing to be ashamed of. Great round of trivia. Great month of trivia. And thank you all of you for tuning in. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/literalgeniuspodcast. You can email us literalgeniuspodcast@gmail.com. And you can always support the show by giving us a 5-star review or rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or just telling trivia loving friends all about Literal Genius. We'll be back next month, and we got a brand new team to do battle for pop culture supremacy. Until then, you guys have a great week, a great month. We'll see you in March for another round of Literal Genius.